Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Well, we've got some callers on the queue today, and I want to let everybody know the call-in number is 914-338-0164, those who have not called in yet. We also invite our callers and listeners to join us on Facebook and on Twitter. Those accounts can be found on our Blog Talk Radio profile, the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. I'm having like a voice loss laryngitis thing going on today, so Neil's going to have to do a little bit more of the talking, which won't be hard. I am sure you're good at it.
Considering you had a speech pattern.
Yeah.
When I was a kid.
Yes. But, yes. Well, good for you. Good for you. Okay, so let's bring on our first caller, 857. Hi. Are you there, caller?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
What's your name? What's your name?
My name is Melissa.
Melissa, M-E-L-I-S-S-A.
Yep.
And what's your birthday, Melissa?
1/30/78.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
29/11/2. Okay.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, she sure is. Okay, what's going on, Melissa?
So, I wanted to know, as a 29/11, I know that
29/11/2, actually. It's 29/11/2. I know a lot of people don't reduce, or other numerology theories believe that there's like a master number. 11 and 22 are master numbers. They're not. It's 1 through 9. You have to reduce to a single digit, but go ahead.
I was always under the notion that when it comes to master numbers or double digits, like you said, you don't reduce, like they're there for a reason.
Yeah, I know there's probably all kinds of ideas, but our traditional sense of the matter of numerology is you've got to get down to a single number. It relates to chakras and all kinds of things. The basis of numerology is to get down to a single number, not a compounded number. Compounded numbers are a process, but it doesn't get down to the singularity of the energy whereby you really define what's going on. So
okay.
You might read other theories, Melissa, but I've been doing this for over 50 years, and this is my research. This is what I've come to conclude over years and years and years of doing work in numerology.
Okay. I got you. Yeah. I trust you. Okay. When do things get lighter with this number? Is it, you know, a certain time? Well, is it with age? Is it as you learn and you learn the lessons of each number? Like, this is heavy.
Well, 29, according to the theories that are out there that you're referring to, 29/11s, there's a mystical quality to the number and so on and so forth. We believe that 29/11/2s come in with a great deal of karma, and that's the 29/11, the fact that you have to reduce twice shows that there is an abundance of karma that has to be transversed throughout the life. The reason why
you You're a 2911 too. First of all, that presents a certain theme. That doesn't mean that your linear code of 130-1978 is different from your karmic code of 29 and then ultimately your master number of 2. But what it suggests, in your lifetime, you've come in with a fair amount of conflict in relationships. So relationship, typically, there would be divorce, troubled relationships. There might be some darkness in your past with maybe abusive parents or alcohol. Maybe people you knew had problems. But what it amounts to, Melissa, is that you've come in with several challenges. You've had to face these challenges, you see. And like we all do, but it's in your code. This is different. It's coded from past life. So you have these codes. But what you do have that's nice is that you've got a 7 and an 8 in your year, which amounts to a spiritual disposition, a helpful in the world, trying to help people. 8 has an ultimate goal of self-creating yourself and being successful and having money. Those are potential energies that you have locked into this lifetime. But we also have to say that you've had your challenges and losses to get through. So you have these two combinations, karma, challenging relationships, darkness around people, and then you have this beautiful element of change whereby you transform. Your master number is 2, you're 42 years old, so you've gone through 21 cycles of your master number being 2, which is the second chakra, the reproductive chakra.
Also, Melissa, 21 is hidden in your 130. So do you see how between 1 and 3 there's a 2, which happens to be your master number? So right now it's a significant time pertaining to your personal code, because that 21 is tucked in to the 1, between the 1 and 3 in the month and day.
So
the problem, though, is, too, she's got a 0 in the second digit.
Yeah, no,
so that
problem.
Pulls, you know, you're going through difficult times. Can you give us a little bit more information? Because you say you're having challenges and you're asking when it's going to lighten up.
Oh, no, it's not even like any particular challenge now. It's just been throughout life.
Yeah.
Right.
But Melissa, the here's the good news. It's supposed to be that way. You came in with that karma. So there's nothing you're doing wrong. You couldn't help it. You came in from past life with this agenda that you've brought back with you to face and hopefully get rid of. So what you're doing throughout life is you're reducing the karma by going through all these difficulties throughout your life. The good news is that in the remaining part of your life, you're about a 2/3 of the way through or so, things are going to get better. So I'm not looking at your life as though, oh my God, you got to go through all this for the rest of your life. No, the worst part is over. Now there's going to be a switch. You've gone through, like we said, 21 cycles. You're 42. And for the next 40 years, things theoretically will get better. You will still be carrying karma throughout, you know, struggles and stuff, but there's going to be a different chapter going alongside your life, which means a change. So if you're looking at a change in your business, if you're looking at a change in maybe where you want to live, if you're looking for a change in a relationship, these are the things that we can expect to be improved upon.
Because in linear form, she's on the 7, but you're on the 7 between the 7 and 8 on your birth date. So you're no longer in that 130, but you're 2911 too. Of course, you have to consider this all.
So what is that? That's a little over my head. So what you're saying is with the birth date code, I'm past the 130 part, and now the 7 and 8 carries a different vibration?
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
But because you're compounded, you're still carrying. See, compounded, 29 right. equals 11 equals 2. It's an extension of karma. So if I were you, I'd be thinking, okay, I'm gonna have some challenges along the way. It's in my code. I can't help that. But I can start to look at changes in my life and feel that they're going to be established. So if you're saying, Melissa, you know, I want to start changing my life. I want some different things about my job. I want some different things about my relationship. You're at a place now where we could seriously consider that.
Okay, so that, Neil, that's where I'm at, because I looked at it like, I don't know who agreed to this mission.
Well, the mission is the wrong word. We come into the earth with karma, and we have to get through our karma.
So that's what I mean. That's what I mean when I say mission. I mean like whatever code or whatever thing I was supposed to learn. I don't know who signed off on this, but I'm gonna have to talk to somebody.
Right, you signed up though, because the karma is created in, you know, it's accumulated through past
your
lives.
Your soul holds karma.
Your
soul has been in different bodies and gone through different experiences. So now, Melissa.
No, I agree. I agree with that. Different incarnations, different learning. This was challenging to say. This was, I'm so blessed that I got through this the way that I could, not on medicated up. Because this was insane. So now I'm at the point where I'm like, okay, everything that you said about changing everything is where I want to change everything.
Yeah,
and
now we can talk
also,
about that.
Yeah, now it's like, okay, now I want to be liberated.
Okay, so
and
your
I want
changes,
to
we understand. So you came in with all this stuff. You have to get through it. It's all this miserable stuff. And you know, you have to go into a headspace where you go, okay, I've had different lifetimes, and I'm now collecting the karma that I produced in those lifetimes that in this lifetime I have to get rid of. So I'm diminishing my karma as I'm going through. Yes, you are. You're still here. You haven't killed anybody, and you are getting rid of that. Now finally, your coach says, okay, Melissa, let's talk about higher things now. Let's get down to some good business. And so now you're talking about maybe, you know, so in your business, in your life of creativity, livelihood, does anything have to do with communication? Anything with a communication?
So actually I have a degree in marketing, and I have a degree in communications management. And then I also want to open up a marketing event planning and communications firm. So yeah. I'm on my path. And then I also get messages from spirit, right? Like, you know, it's not someone coming in the room and talking to me, but if they want me to know something.
So you want to do something with your psychic abilities?
So I don't want to do that for commerce. I would rather do that to like help people, but I
do
want to open up like a
do marketing and yeah.
Yes.
Well, then you're right. You're doing marketing, communication. You have a degree. We're right on tap. You know, I didn't say you want to be a truck driver or a trapeze artist. So we're in alignment. So what that means, Melissa, is that Chris and I have come up with the idea that we got where you're going. We understand where you're going. And the good news is that now it's going to get better. It's going to get better.
I need it too.
Well, it's going to get better, and you can take credit for that. You got through what you got through. You had no choice but to get through it. It was pretty devastating. You got through that, and now you've cleared yourself. You've washed yourself of that karma, and the universe says, okay, you look pretty good right now. Let's talk about the things you really want to do on a higher level, and let's get rid of some of this karma so you're not putting all your energy into it. Now we've got some change. So what you should, you know, you're promoting yourself, you're going to be you're self-employed, you're promoting your business. All of this has good outline. All of this is good. So you're looking at your business card, how you're going to promote yourself, how you're going to channel your things. All of this is going to be good. You want to surround on a personal level, you want to surround that energy on a personal level with the imagery of flowers, floral, flowers. You can do it visually. You can put flowers around your house. I don't care what you do, but there is a symbol of flowers. Maybe there's a garden in your life. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe you were a gardener in a past life. Maybe did your mother cross over?
Yes.
Yeah, I felt she crossed over. So, you know, your mother crossed over. Now you're only 42. It wouldn't seem reasonably that your mother would have crossed over. But there's a message coming from her, and she's saying this. Whether it's literal or symbolic, she's saying, produce the garden. Did she garden? I don't know. Was she a gardener or anything? A flower person?
No. No, actually, and this is going to sound odd. She wasn't a garden person. She wasn't really a flower person. I'm kind of a flower person, but my grandmother that has like a floral name.
Okay. So your grandmother, is she alive? She's crossed over too?
No, she crossed over. My grandmother's name is Violet.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, that's why.
So Violet became, so your mom and your grandmother are in the reading. I don't care if they were friend or foe, they're in the reading now.
Okay.
You might hear some noise in the background. There's some workers next door. So no, it's just next door, some workers. That's not your mother clearing her throat.
No. Or me.
So we got that, right? We got that. No, this is good. It's good. You're calling to get a 5-minute reading or whatever. And so far, we got good news. Now, did you get through some kind of health scare?
So I'm getting, it's not really a health scare. It's more like a diagnosis, and there may be surgery involved, but I'm trying to heal myself naturally so I don't have to go into
that
surgery.
That would be it.
Well, that's
but I
it.
Was picking up something medical with her, too.
So we're both picking up. So that's it. So we're going along pretty good. You'll be okay with that. Nothing's here is meant to kill you. You have an obligation, and the universe has an obligation to let you live into your 80s. So you have time. So nothing's going to take you, because if they took you, you would not be responsible for not having finished your life. You wouldn't be responsible for that. But who died of lung cancer?
Nobody died of lung cancer, but my mother had emphysema.
Okay, that's it. Don't worry, it's the lung. I put cancer in for an additive, but
yeah.
It was the lung. So yeah. Your mom's here.
Yep.
We both picked up on it. So she's here. She's saying hello. We got Violet here. We got spirits here from the other side. They like you. They're giving you a thumbs up. We got spirits that are on your command chain of evaluating your life, like your spirit guides. They seem to be giving us confirmation. In about 2 years from now, when you're 44, you're going to be really happy. You're working towards that goal now, but you're going to have a good year at 44.
I hope so.
We don't have to hope so. We're going to, no, don't hope. That's too vague. You will.
Okay. Know it. Hope
is too vague for our purposes right now.
Okay, Melissa.
Go ahead. Thank you. I was going to say, I just think for me, and thank you, Neil, and thank you. I think for me, the biggest thing has just been trying to get a hold of this number, right, and just kind of deal with the part. Like, this wasn't easy. This was not easy. This was not easy. And I know it wasn't supposed to be easy, but, man, so I was just trying to get some understanding for this, just the energy, but I appreciate you all. Thank you.
Well, like, tell her about the two, you can't help it. You're going to have problems in relationship. So, you know, you can't help it. That's two. That's your master number is two.
Was your upbringing, was there any alcohol in your upbringing, in the family?
Yes. Everything that you could think of with the exception, like, it was just bad. It was just bad. And you're right. I have trouble forming relationships with people, primarily in like love relationships, but I also have issues
with friends,
groups.
Oh, groups. But, well,
groups. Okay. So, so Melissa, really quickly, you're going into communication and marketing. You do not want to carry your personal, real and valid personal relationship problems into your business. Get rid of that. Change your brain, change your attitude. Don't linger on whatever problems you had. get rid of them.
Yeah, because in marketing, you have to have a group, somewhat of a group consciousness. So
even if you do it on the internet,
you're dealing with lots of different people. You want to appeal whatever you're promoting their products. So
you had a horrible experience with trust. You don't trust.
Right. But that's always because I'm always the odd man out. I just don't fit in. I don't think it's anything personal with me.
Listen, that's not going to be good on your journey coming forward. If you start thinking about that, how are you going to be successful? Get rid of that stuff now. You have to transform your being into a different person. Don't go to the past and look back. That's fatal. Don't do that. Just establish a brand new person in your body. Don't start thinking about all the things you went through and validating them by compounding them with reality of experience. Get rid of that and go directly to spirit of new person.
Okay, Melissa.
Well, I appreciate you both. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay. 312. Hi. Hi, Karen. Are you there? Karen, are you there? 312. Okay, 312 is not coming on. Let's bring on 860.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, it's Amy. How are you?
Hi, Amy. How are you?
Good, good. Happy New Year, kind of.
Happy New Year.
Sorry, it's the second month.
Yeah.
So did you need my birthday?
It's 10-7. What is your birthday? Wait, it's 12. You're born in 12.
12-16-73.
1673. Okay, I couldn't remember. And you're 30 equals 3. Okay, so what's going on?
Basically, to be quite honest, I think I told you guys this. My book launched in October, and I basically, you know, I had another kind of dark night of the soul going on. I crashed in November, and honestly, throughout January, it's been pretty rocky. So. I feel like the light is coming in. I really do. I've been feeling better in February, even though we're only 5 days in. Just was wondering what you guys see or feel for the next couple months.
Just give us some what exactly? How has it been rocky?
Oh, sure. I'm a first time author. There's criticism and I spell the word wrong. And meanwhile, you know, I don't see, that's the whole point of the book. And some of the family members, not my own, but like extended people were like pretty harsh criticism. And then on top of it, being very emotional because this book represents my purpose. I've done the healing and then I wrote it. So it was a double accomplishment for me. It was the fact that I healed through all of this, and then I wrote about it, and the truth was out there, and it was all heart. And so I felt like my heart was squashed again with all the criticism. So it was like two steps forward and then two steps back. I felt good a couple of days, and I go backwards. You know what I mean? Because of the spiral staircase kind of thing. Or you feel like you're moving and you're not, blah, blah, blah. So that's what's going on.
Well, you know, Amy.
Here, 12-16-73. Sorry.
It's Neil.
We're having a little bit of busyness here today.
Here's what I would say to you. I would not be overwhelmed by any kind of challenge you go through. You have to expect that challenges can come from the left or the right, Amy. What you have to say is, okay, you know, if these challenges are coming and there's a root system to them, maybe past life or whatever, my job is to just get through it and be positive and not be overwhelmed by criticism or negative comments or conflicts. If you stop there, then that means that you've been overwhelmed by karma. Your job, since you even came down to the planet, has been to overcome karma. So we can't expect that everything's going to be rosy. You don't come in with that kind of energy. You're 30 equals 3. That's going to be problematic. The attitude what's going through is a tribal thing. If you've got people criticizing you or negative comments, or I would ignore them. What you've got to do is stick to your vision. Now, you may alter that. You may change that here and there and keep things, you know, a little bit moving for the flow. But what you want to do is you've got to stick to your vision. You've got to stick to your vision and don't let the elements of karma. These people are representative of karma. Maybe they're past life. Maybe they're just mouthpieces that are supposed to challenge you. What you've got to do, Amy, is say, you know what? Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say something to answer like to that. It's kind of like a full circle thing. Is that honestly with the criticism that was part of my karma before I even was diagnosed, which is 30 years ago. So the point is that it's just coming all full circle. Like that was what was blocking me from writing the book in the first place. Was like, oh, who's gonna want to read about me or all these other crazy, you know, like illusions in my head. So I wrote the book, I put my heart out, and then like it's hard not to ignore it because I'm also human and I can't just be like, oh, everything's all numb and everything's all great if it's not great. I call it a spade. I have to feel my feelings. That's what I do. That's how I deal with it. Because I mean this too shall pass too. I mean, once I honor those feelings, this is my own theory. Once I honor my feelings, it will pass, and then I'm moving forward and detaching from those emotions. Versus like what I used to do was numb everything and say, oh, you know, just think positive. I can't. I'm emotionally attached to my own book. It's not fiction. It's really tough to let it go.
You don't need to let anything go. You can be emotionally attached to your book. But don't, there's a protective element. You have to center yourself. You've been, you're sensitized to people's criticism and you've had challenges.
Right.
So you've had to build a world of defense in order to protect yourself. So what's happened is in the conflict of defending yourself, you're also feeling like you're defending yourself, but you're also getting hurt while you're doing it.
That's right.
Yeah, you're bombarded. Yeah.
Right. Because, well, and also the vulnerability of opening yourself up when you're talking about your experience and being blind, going through what you did. I mean, that's, you know, you're bearing your soul for people.
Right. Right. Exactly.
And
exactly.
I missed, Amy, I had to step away, but what criticism is, what's happening?
I don't know. I mean, like now, like I said, now I'm becoming more, I have more thick skin because of, you know, it's really not my problem. I know what I wrote. I didn't write it in a day, so I didn't just throw theories and things out there. I mean, the story is compelling, and I stand by every word that I've written. So it's not like that. So bottom line, those were the last 3 months. Like I said at the beginning, that was the hard part, and now I feel the light is peeping in because my confidence has definitely risen. And it's the fact that I own it. I love what I've done, and it's an amazing book for me. It might not be for everybody, but what matters is what I think of it.
Okay,
and I love
it. That's what counts. Now you're talking in code. The last 3 months, your master number is 3. So those 3 months represent in totality a certain karma of element regarding your master number. Then you feel better. So the 3 months have been condensed. It's condensed energy. And after 3 months' time, you make a change. You're talking in code. Now things are starting to get better. So, and spiritual, your master number 3 is next to a spiritual number 7. So your basis is to be do with spirituality. First of all, you have to be true to yourself. You have to be true to yourself. Yeah. Be true to thyself. So that's your first goal, because that's who you're going to have to answer to when you go up and see the Creator and all that. So you have to say, well, I was true to myself and I did my vision. I didn't let anybody hurt me, you know, distort my thinking. And so that's who you are first. The icing on the cake will be who your followers will be. And the followers you will have is inconsequential to what you're doing for yourself first. And then the people who enjoy your book and listen to you, lectures and all that, they will be the icing on the cake. Well, cake needs icing, and so you'll get that. But don't worry about it. Cake first. You don't make the icing and then try to put the cake on it.
How are the sales going? Are you selling books? Or?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it is winter, but I sold over 200 physical books, and then that's not including Amazon and all the other business. So
You've sold ebooks on top of that?
Yeah. Ebook and well, I mean, my publisher, you know, gives me the royalty checks with the physical books sold on Amazon and Barnes and Noble, and then it's also an ebook.
Oh, I see.
Who's your publisher?
But I have books that I bought, of course, and I'm physically have sold over 200 so far.
Okay, so 200 books, good.
Yeah.
That's
so
good.
It's going. It's not like that. It's just, and it's also winter because I'm also, you know, now, like I said, the light is keeping in. I'm getting some speaking gigs and going out there. Even though they didn't invite me as a speaker, I'm going to the holistic wellness conferences where I could get exposure and I could just talk. Just because I'm not a speaker there doesn't mean I can't get exposure. So that's what I'm doing. I'm like,
well, you can network.
Yeah,
you can network at places like that. So, okay, Amy.
Exactly. Yeah, so anyway, that was my question. I was just basically in the next, you know, month or two, if you guys feel in the sense of getting a lot better and with the speaking and the that was
my question. Yeah, no, things should move. You're doing the right thing. Everything's going along fine. Don't magnify the challenges or whatever criticisms. Who cares?
Right.
That's that. And no, you're going along good. You sold 200 books so far. Things are going to get better as it moves along. Your master numbers neatly tucked into your year. The 19197 becomes an 8. That's money. You should get money. 7, 8, 9, 10. So, we're doing okay. You're doing okay so far.
Okay. All right. Well, it was good talking to you. It's nice to just let it all out, and I'll talk to you again. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye. I wrote down that she was born in 1773.
1773. Yeah. Well, 1776.
1776. That's a big year.
Revolution. Okay.
All right. 515 area code. Hi.
Hello, Stephanie.
Hi. I'm sorry, who?
Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie. Is this an East Coast number, 515?
No, it's a Midwest.
Oh, it's Midwest. Okay. Okay. All right. And, Stephanie, tell us a little bit about yourself. What's going on?
I'm kind of going through an employment issue right now with my former employer.
Successful. Have we spoken with you before?
This has been an ongoing thing, so I think maybe a while back.
Yes. No, I know who you are now. You're the one who had the pictures taken.
Yes.
Of you.
So they let me go. They did let me go.
They did fire you.
Yeah.
Yeah, she lost her job. So.
What did we say should happen?
I don't know.
What's your birthday, Stephanie?
8/5/76.
No, we said to stay at the job. So
you
if they did let you go, that you could then claim that you were discriminated against.
Yeah.
Because we thought that the benefits that you would get, or that you might be more successful.
Yeah.
With
so
a claim against them
true.
If you were fired.
Yeah.
So you got fired. When did you get fired?
Monday.
Oh boy. And what was the reason? What did they say?
Oh, they just said they did a study. Well, they first, after my ADA request, they approved it, then denied it, and then worked with me when I threatened a complaint. They started taking away my job duties and giving them to other people within the company. And then they said they did a feasibility study saying that my job is no longer necessary.
Yeah, wow. They phased you out, but they did it with intent. So you could,
yeah.
There's grounds for discrimination. There's grounds for discrimination. If you either have an attorney or you have somebody look into it, you have grounds for discrimination.
Which
because
is what
suddenly,
we told her already.
After the incident,
yeah.
they start to systematically eliminate you. And that's a downright course of action that that this was planned.
And have you been documented?
Oh, yes. I have recordings, lots of documentation. I've been working with a pretty well-known law firm, but they haven't agreed to take on my case yet. So I'm
oh.
really worried that they're going to not help me.
Well, that may be influenced by what they might be able to recover. It, because if it's just a job discrimination and they don't get much out of it, they're trying to decipher how much they can sue and what they're going to get is going to be worthwhile. Because they're not there just to be social workers for you and, you know, right your wrongs,
yeah.
and they don't get paid. So they're
yeah.
deliberating on what they're going to get and just how far they can go with it. See, how many
yeah.
years have you worked there? How many years have you worked there?
A little over, about 4.5.
Well, it's none of our business, but you'd have to incorporate how what your salary was, what you're potentially losing, you know, the attorneys, that's all for their business to look at.
Did you advance at all in that time you were there in position?
That was part of it. My boss was grooming me to be a supervisor of another department, and I started making complaints about her employees making sexual and racial comments. Then that supervisor provision went away. They decided to get rid of that department.
Right. So,
Is this a company that has deep pockets? Is there money in this company?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, if you have enough basis for sexual discrimination or sexual harassment.
They had photos. She has, remember the photos of her chest area, and they didn't act on it. And
my
you have the photos. I can't remember
no,
if you have the photos. You don't have the photos.
No.
Well, you know,
no.
you go find another. Don't worry. If they don't accept your case, find another law firm that is prolific in these kinds of situations, and they go after them. You got to find a bulldog, and you got to go after these people. You might even be lucky and find somebody who will take it on contingency, even though they take a bigger cut. But because they really bill you, they go on contingency.
Sure, yeah.
But the advantage is you're not paying, and you still get a reward.
Yeah. So I'm just kind of worried if I should start looking for other attorneys.
They
did offer me a severance package that I have to respond by, like, later this month.
Here's what you got to do. Here's what you got to do, Stephanie. You call up the law firm and say, are you taking on my case or not? Is it for this contingency or are you paying them if they this case, this law firm?
We haven't discussed it yet. And I did discuss it with her yesterday. I go, I need to know if you're going to take my case.
Okay, so you I got it. So you say I need to know by Friday, because if you don't want to take my case and you can't give me a decision by Friday, I've got to look for another law firm. And then you diligently look for that law firm. Don't accept any severance pay until you've employed an attorney.
Yeah. When is the severance pay? When do you have to accept the severance pay by? You said the end of the month.
The 23rd.
Okay, so give them until the end of the week.
Well, I don't know. I don't agree. I think you can give them till the end of the week, but it doesn't hurt to look for attorneys during that time period, other attorneys to start to
well, it's already Wednesday.
Talk to other
so,
law firms.
Yeah,
yeah,
but you
that's
know,
two
you
days.
Don't want a conflict of interest. You know,
there's no conflict of interest.
Yeah, but if they say yes, then it can be a problem. So, you know, by Monday, start looking. They don't give you an answer Friday and a Friday. Monday, start looking for another law firm. What?
Yeah, I just think, Monday's the 10th. So she only has 2 weeks. 23rd is a Sunday. So they're going to let you decide by the 23rd, which falls on a Sunday.
Oh, I didn't realize that. I'm so upset.
So, I mean, really, technically, it'd be if they're closed for business, it's only the 21st.
Don't worry about that, Stephanie. We can't give legal counsel, but if you forfeit your severance pay because of a certain date and you retained an attorney, my estimation is that you're going to be able to get that and more.
Okay.
They'll corner these people into a legal, lawsuit, maybe a criminal case. And with the Me Too and all this, so I wouldn't worry about that right now. And, I don't even know the legalities of them saying, well, you can have a severance pay, but you have to do it by this date. That's coercion.
I don't know, though, because we had another caller that had the same situation where she was fired and she had till a certain date to accept severance pay.
No, because if she accepts severance pay, then she's finalized.
No, I'm not saying that she should. I'm just saying I think they can time frame on it. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know about that because there's a potential lawsuit. So you're being fired and then they're forcing you to accept severance pay, but you're also counteracting with a lawsuit, potential lawsuit. So this takes it into a different category of thinking because they can't, if you're in a lawsuit with them, that severance pay is now falling under the category of a lawsuit.
Right. So, but she doesn't have counsel yet. So the reason she needs to get counsel is because then that date is not going
to
be.
You need to get counsel by the 14th and get on this.
That's why
put out energy that you do.
I think she should call other law firms and just ask if there's interest before.
Yeah.
Before Friday, because it's going to take them time to take on her case. I just think she needs to get on it in case other people don't.
We're not giving legal advice. We can't do that. We can't give legal advice.
No, I do agree, Stephanie, because if you wait till the 10th, you don't know. I mean, by the 14th, you may not have another, if this other law firm doesn't take your case, and you start on the 10th looking for someone else, by the 14th, you may not have counsel. I mean, so I would start looking now and say, listen, I have another law firm interested and they may take my case, but find out if other people, other firms are interested and what the conditions are.
Really step on it. Look for any, and in your search, you can look for anybody with the name Robert or Lewis, but don't worry about that. Those are just names if they pop up.
And I think once she has an attorney, that date of severance is not going to matter anymore because then you have representation and you're going to be protected.
You step on it. We're going to put out an energy that however it works out, that you find somebody by the 11th, no later than the
11th. 11th.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that no later than the 11th.
I'm just kind of hoping if you had any inside, if the one I'm talking to now would take it on. They're very well known, like in the news. I know they do a good job. It's their expertise and their trials.
Why are they undecided? What have they said to you about taking your case on?
Well, she said because it was like a feasibility study that they have a better claim. That it was just like normal business practice.
Oh, so they're saying that could conflict with the idea that you were sexually harassed and discriminated against because you reported sexual harassment. Because she was let go because of a feasibility issue for the company, that might somehow outweigh her claim that she was really let go.
Well, not
because
of
sexual harassment, but the problem is she doesn't have the photographs.
Well, you don't have any
documentation. Yes. So my boss, I reported it to her. She did not investigate it. I reported it to Unfortunately, about a year later, to another manager who did the right thing and went through protocol where it was investigated. The investigation showed that my boss failed to investigate the first time, but the second time when she heard a rumor about it. And it was determined that the person did take a photo. She said the person no longer has the photo, but actually admitted to it. And she was, subsequently fired.
All this is you have credible witnesses, you have attorneys will look up through all that, and you have a record of this happening before the date of your being severed from the job. So all of that is credible, I would assume. And
that's why I'm a little concerned that they're hesitant on taking my case.
Because they're saying the feasibility, they're looking at the evidence and saying the feasibility issue is outweighing her evidence.
Well, they have to do what they do. I would just say to them, I need to know by Friday. Is there anybody named Mary or Marion or any M name there that you've encountered?
No.
No? Hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know.
Here's what we can do for you is put out energy that may the best law firm win. Even if they're a good law firm, they may do a shitty job. Maybe they won't handle your case.
Watch your language.
We don't know. We don't know. But what we want to do psychically is put out energy that you get the best law firm. And you were diligent about searching, and then by the 11th, you know who you got.
Yeah, because I mean the law firm that you're seeking to represent you may be very well known, but it's very possible that a law firm that may not be as prominent as this law firm might do a better job of representing you because they have less clients, or there's more personal attention than this other large law firm can give you. So you want the best law firm, not necessarily because of name and notoriety, but because of what they're going to do for you. Stephanie is the client.
Yeah. Thank you. It's just been very stressful, and part of me just take the package and leave.
Sorry.
Don't take the package because you may be cutting yourself short, and you have time. You don't need to worry about the pack. Your concern right now is getting a loan.
If you have no attorney by the 23rd, take the package, obviously. But definitely get on the search now.
Yeah, you need to find somebody who does job discrimination, personal injury, job discrimination, that kind of thing. And hopefully some contingency. It's a company that has deep pockets. That might be something. You've got the picture thing going, the harassment. You might have a case, and you just have to find somebody. There's a lot of hungry attorneys out there. And if you're lucky, are you wanting to have it on contingency? Is that your expectation?
I mean, I most likely have to do it that way unless we set it up where they pay the attorney's fees.
No.
That's still a contingency.
Yeah.
That's still a contingency.
No, you're looking, you can't afford to
pay out of your pocket.
Not this law firm.
Law firm. I mean, it's going to be costly.
We've got a client who we were able to get a attorney that doesn't do contingency to do contingency for her. So we were able to do that with energy. So we're going to find that energy. And do you have a dog? Is there any animals in your life?
Yes.
Because that just came up.
What, is it a dog?
It's a dog.
Yeah. So you know why, Stephanie? Because we're trying to see a vision of your energy. We're trying to look through a psychic tunnel to see if we can find something about you and grab it and get it validated. So the dog came up, which means that, we're looking at your personal life. Pulled out a dog. And so that kind of validates. Now we're going to switch that over to pulling out an attorney for you. And, we'll hope that you find something. Keep us in touch.
Thank you.
Okay, Stephanie, good luck.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, area code 312.
Hi, this is Karen from Chicago.
Hi, Karen. We tried to bring you on earlier, and there was no one there.
Oh, okay. Well, my question is today is that I've been doing those practices that you mentioned you that homework
letting go. The letting go.
Yes. And doing some
your father, right? The problem with your father, and there was a furniture issue. He stopped talking to you.
Correct.
You him for dresser. Yeah. Okay, I remember all of that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We felt
and,
that was something that was interfering with your job search. So you've been doing it. Okay.
So I've been doing it. And so I've gotten a couple interviews. I'm on my way to one right now.
Okay.
So things have been moving along. And I'm kind of wondering if you see something, me getting something today maybe from this gentleman, because he said he's going to help me. I did meet a recruiter that's very anxious to meet with me.
So you're meeting with a recruiter. It's not an actual place that's going to employ you?
Correct.
Okay.
What's
and
the,
you think...
Tell me, say again, what?
So she... What do you need to know?
Just give me the 15-second rundown.
We in the last reading, determined that she's having problems with the job because of the issue with her father. And so, because there's no relationship with her father because there was a problem with the dresser that she'd been paying back for. And so the idea was that she was to release the energy, move breath, and, you know, very quickly. Now someone, is this guy relatively new, the person, the recruiter that's come in to your life? Karen?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Is the recruiter, is this person come into your life since the last time we've talked?
Yes.
Okay.
Recently. Yesterday.
Yeah. And he's saying that he's going to help her get a job. I think this is a result of her releasing the energy. So she doesn't have a job.
She doesn't
needs
have
work.
A job, but there's something about dress. Why does the father have to do with her job?
Because in the last reading, we determined that there was an issue with her father that was preventing her from just wanting.
Are you getting water?
She's on the train, I guess.
Oh.
Are you on the train?
Karen?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
There's a lot of background. It sounds like you're either swimming
a
through
a
wind or water or something going on in your background.
I'm on the train. I'm on the subway.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay. Well, letting go of your father and getting this recruiter. Okay. And just real quick, who's born in May? Who has a May birthday around you?
Well, I'm on my way to see him right now, maybe about this afternoon.
No. Who has a May birthday? Born in the month of May, the fifth month.
Oh, that's my grandmother. That's my grandmother.
Did she cross over?
Yes.
Okay, so she's coming in because... A spirit soul just yelled out May to me, and so that's your grandmother. She's helping you and behind the scenes here. Okay. So it looks good. That's
yeah.
A good
I think
sign.
It's good, and the fact that he came in, this is a new person. What's his name?
Yes. She was very helpful with me.
His name is Jeff.
Oh, his name is Jeff. No, it's Harry.
Oh, it's Harry. I thought you said Jeff.
I thought you said Jeff, too.
Who's Jeff?
No. Oh, I don't know Jeff. I don't know what Jeff.
Did you hear Jeff?
Yeah, I heard her say Jeff.
Okay,
so
well, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Oh,
so
no,
Harry...
I said my grandmother was very nice to me.
Okay.
I don't know how
now,
we got
Jeff
out of
Jeff.
That.
We heard you say Jeff, but it's a distortion. So your grandmother is very nice to you. She's helping you. She's on the other side. She's helping you. She yelled out May. So your grandmother's there assisting you. Harry probably will take it on. It looks good. It looks good at least. And
hopefully, yeah.
And what's her goal?
She needs a job.
What kind of work do you do?
Administrative support.
So is your salary range, where is your salary range in relation to 50 to 60,000?
That would be what I would be making. That's the salary range.
Okay, so we're right there on the target. I don't know, you know, Karen, it looks good. I mean, we got your grandmother coming in. We got the salary range. I mean, we're putting out energy.
So let us know, Karen.
I will. Thank you so much. And I'll continue those exercises, too, as well.
All right. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thanks.
All right. Well, we are out of time, essentially. So we are back on the air on Friday, unless something happens to change that date. We'll announce that on our Facebook. And I hope everybody has a good couple of days until then. Bye-bye.